what was going on yesterday inside the green room over at NBC Sports Chicago.
I would imagine
I bet that was a thing.
Bleeping? Should there have been bleeping?
Well, Ozzy was in there too, so there's always bleeping.
Ozzy's to the... Sometimes you don't even have to bleep him because you don't know what he's saying anyway.
Watching a Bears game with Ozzy Guillen.
Now watched two Bears games with Ozzy Guillen, and it's phenomenal.
Okay.
It's as great as you think, because he just kind of runs around and he's like, what's happening? And then we explain it to
him. What's that MF-er doing?
That's about correct.
Who's that MF-er?
It's a joy. It is a wondrous joy to watch football with Ozzy Guillen. So, gentlemen, thank you for your service. Appreciate your work today. That is Bernstein and McKnight. They are the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field this Saturday when they host Michigan State. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. This hour is being brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The Bears' offense has not been good, and it hasn't just been, we're not just talking about Green Bay, and I know that folks think that the conversation about Mitchell Trubisky is about what happened last week. It's not. The conversation about Matt Nagy is not just about what happened last week. It's about what's happened since week 11. Since week 11, the Bears have averaged under 19 points a game. Before that, they were averaging 30 points a game under Nagy. There's a difference in the way that they are being defended and the way that they are reacting to it. So if they can't get some of that stuff figured out, bum teams like Denver are going to end up being in games with them that they shouldn't.
Ask any racer, any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Make me a bicycle, pal!
Tony, you hit me with the Vin Diesel? Little Fast and Furious action? I almost had you, bro. You never had me. You never had your car. Glad that you were hanging out here with us. Matt Nagy is going to speak at Hallis Hall. When he does, we are going to go to it live. The crew, Rick Camp, executive producer Tony Gill, a.k.a. Tony Two Bags, a.k.a. Tone, a.k.a. Tony has done it again. All of those things. We are here to talk about the Bears and their win yesterday in Denver. There is so much that I have on my notepad that I want to get to in today's show. And I would like to give Matt Nagy some credit. Also, I'll go Barry Horowitz. I mean, what you played there in the open, Tony, was pretty much spot on. It was spot on, my analysis of this game. So I'll go Barry Horowitz and pat myself on the back for that. But I want to give Matt Nagy some credit. I want to give him some credit. Before, Tony, let's try and do this before he gets to the podium, because sometimes he's a little late. Just give me the thumbs up when he's there. But I want to go through what he did to get the Bears ready for the Eddie Pinheiro kick. If you didn't stick around to listen to the post game on The Score or the Football After Show after we got on after a delay, you may have missed this, okay? But let's go back to last Monday night, all right? Last Monday night, the Texans are playing the Saints. And Deshaun Watson makes an incredible throw that gives the Texans the lead. So the Saints have to then go down and make some plays so that they can win the game. They make two big plays. They first put themselves in position with Drew Brees commanding the offense.
6 seconds, one timeout.
The Texans are playing loose coverage. I don't agree with this. This is too easy to get a quick completion. He's checking it. Brees sees it.
Here we go. Clock counting down. Drives it over the middle. They do have the timeout, and he gets it to the 40-10 again. Surgical by Brees. Absolutely surgical.
It was just too easy. The Houston Texans were almost in a prevent defense. Look how far the safeties are back. They're 25 yards back. They only need 7 yards. Fall down, call the timeout.
Booger McFarland is exactly right in his analysis on that play. So it leaves the Saints with an opportunity for a 57-yard field goal that Will Lutz nails.
58-yard attempt for the win! Got it!
So you're saying, Lawrence, what does this have to do with the Bears? Here's what it has to do with the Bears. On Saturday, Matt Nagy showed this sequence of events to the Bears in preparation for their game in Denver. Now, I don't know if the guy's psychic. I don't know if he's Steve Stone and he happens to be psychic. The overarching point was, if you have time left on the clock in a close game, you can still win it. And what we saw was the Bears, in those 37 seconds, be able to put themselves in a position. Now, Nagy could have also shown them their own game film from the game against Philadelphia, where they did the exact same thing, where they went down. The only thing was that they didn't make the kick. Pinheiro made the kick on Sunday afternoon.
Scales down the ball. O'Donnell to hold from the right hash. Angle to the left. Good placement. Boot by Eddie Pinheiro. Kick to the uprights. And the kick is good for the win. Pinheiro with the De Niro kick to send Denver down as time expires. Bears 16, Denver 14. They escape with a victory on the road.
Highlight courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. RIP to Eddie Money, right? Didn't Eddie Money die last week? So now Eddie Pinheiro is now Eddie De Niro, or a.k.a. Eddie Money. He was money on that kick. He was good yesterday, 40, 52, and 53 in a game winner. It's definitely easier to kick from distance in Denver, but who cares? The moment wasn't too big for him. He went out there and he did the damn thing, and the Bears won the game. A game that I think was pivotal for their season. It buys them time because they won. By the way, this is a Built for Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of your Chicago Bears. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and we're talking about the Bears, and we'll hear from the head coach coming up in a little bit. The offense is still broken, and that's a problem for the Bears and America. But I want to give Matt Nagy some credit for his Monday through Saturday coaching and his in-game coaching yesterday. I don't mean the whole thing, because I still have some issues with game planning and where they think their quarterback is in some of the positions that he's put in. But the fact that you had a coach being taking something that was happening, that happened in the NFL that week, and then presented to his players saying, look, guys, we might end up in a situation like this. And you need to already be thinking positively about how this can be the outcome for us, like it was the outcome for the Saints. That's good coaching. That's preparing a team Monday through Saturday. Now, the game day stuff, there are a couple things that I really liked about what he did in game. They're small things, but if we're going to get on him for the small things that he gets wrong, let's make sure that we praise the small things that he gets right. Late in the game, even though the play didn't go the way that it was supposed to go, you have a play where Khalil Mack is like, I'm out of gas. And Matt Nagy's like, okay, cool. We need to call a timeout because we want our best player on the field for the most important plays. That makes sense. We could have a discussion later about Chuck Pagano dropping Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd into coverage yesterday, but that's another subject for another time. But having Nagy understand that his best player on defense and probably on the team is not on the field, calling the timeout, understanding that here's a reason for me to use a timeout on defense because I want Mack on the field. Now, Denver went and converted on that play, but I still think it was the right move. The other parts of it are the entire mechanism on how the rest of the game goes down. It's not challenging a spot that would have cost you a timeout that you needed to win the game at the end of the game. It's working the official and making your quarterback aware of the situation that is at hand. What is happening? What needs to happen? And I'm right here with you. As soon as Allen Robinson is touched down, I want that timeout, and I'm going to be right here. And it was a matter of a second. It's a matter of a second. And they got what they needed out of it. So I give him a lot of praise. Let me give him another in-game thing that I think that he deserves credit for. We all knew what the problems were. We all knew that the Bears offense looked wrong in week one. We knew that they needed to try and run the ball. And I get that the big run, it skews the way the running numbers look for the Bears. It makes it look maybe better than it felt yesterday. But you had them run the ball 29 times for 153 yards. They averaged 5.3 yards per carry. To me, it's not that the Patterson play, not just that the Patterson play went for 46 yards. To me, it's the fact that you ran that play, then showed a similar look, and then got Gabriel a 14-yard run on a different run. It's that level of creativity that was kind of missing in the first game that the Bears played. So my hat's off to Matt Nagy, who said, oh, no, we're running the ball this week. We're going to call straight run plays, and that's it. We are going to run the ball here.
He did what we all suggested at this point with Mitch, is take those options away from him.
Yes.
Tell him what he needs to do every single play and just go from there.
And I don't think that it's necessarily punitive. Like you can't have your toys anymore, Mitch. I think it's strategic. If your quarterback is struggling to call the game that you want him to call, then why not help him out? And maybe at some point we can have a greater discussion about whether or not Mark Helfrich should be calling the plays, because there's a lot for Nagy as far as spinning plates goes. But I thought he spun the plates really well yesterday. So congrats to him and the Bears. Tony, why don't we take our break now? That'll give us more time. And if Nagy steps to the podium while we're in break, we'll break into the break and bring you Matt Nagy. But Bears coverage all day long on a Built for Tough Monday, brought to you by Ford and the F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. You'll hear from Matt Nagy next here on The Score.
The Score is your home for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Join your hosts, Josh Liss and race director Kerry Pinkowski, along with our team of marathon experts, Sunday morning, October 13th, starting at 7 a.m. to hear the world's elite athletes compete to be the fastest through 26.2 miles of Chicago's neighborhoods. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon live broadcast exclusively on Sport Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Well, here we go again. I have no idea what the truth is in the Antonio Brown, Brittany Taylor, he said, she said rape allegations. But I do know that Ms. Taylor better be ready to be subjected to, sources said, stories coming from NFL media in the coming months. The first broke on Sunday. Sources telling ESPN.com that Brown rejected a $2 million settlement just prior to Taylor's filing of her lawsuit last week. The sources clearly implied that Brown's rejection of a settlement is somehow evidence that he's innocent. Wrong. The fact that Brown and his lawyers were negotiating a potential settlement can be seen as evidence that he's guilty. That's wrong, too. A tip. Beware of stories from NFL media quoting anonymous sources. You can quote me on that. I'm John Feinstein.
CBS Sports Radio. professional truck drivers. Schneider has more driving opportunities for more lifestyles. Personalize your career by choosing the freight type and driving style that work for you. Dozens of options available in over 50 dedicated accounts with consistent miles and predictable home time. Enjoy more career paths, steady weekly paychecks, and comprehensive benefits, including a 401k plan with a leading company match. Get a better driving job now and a brighter future at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
You pay your insurance company to be there when you get into an accident. But what if you don't get into an accident? Only Allstate gives you a safe driver discount and a bonus for continuing to steer out of harm's way. It's cash back every 6 months you go accident-free. That's the safe driving bonus, only from Allstate.
Call a local Allstate agent today and ask about the safe driving bonus. Not available in every state. Feature optional, subject to terms and conditions.
Are you in good hands?
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
There comes a time in many men's lives in which the thought of having another child is not an option. Do you want to maintain the romance without the risk? There's a permanent solution that can help you achieve just that. Consider a vasectomy.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I heard it could be painful.
Yeah, not only that, I heard it was expensive.
These statements may be true for many men, but not the men who choose Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. First of all, our procedures are covered by most insurance plans and flex spending accounts. The best part is, with our experienced surgeons, the procedure only takes 30 minutes in the office. No needle, no scalpel, and no trip to the hospital. The end of the year is approaching, and this is the perfect opportunity to maximize your insurance benefits or to use your remaining flex spending dollars before they disappear. Visit us online at www.vasectomychicago.com and read the testimonials. Conveniently located in Tinley Park, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower. Now with free valet parking. Call us today at 877-877-4-VAS. That's 877-877-4-VAS.
Guys, here's the thing about male performance enhancement. If you're going to do it, you want to be sure it works. Well, at BlueChew.com, they've got the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works, but they made it into a chewable so it can work faster. And you can take them on a full or empty stomach. Also, they've made it about as easy as you could possibly imagine. The online physician consultation is free, which helps make it cheaper than those other two, Viagra and Cialis. Also, it only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. So there's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy, and it ships directly to your door in discreet packaging, so you can just chew it and do it. You'll have confidence in the bedroom every time. You're going to love it, but more importantly, your partner is going to love it. So here's the great deal that they're offering you just for listening to The Score. You go to BlueChew.com. Your first order is free when you use the promo code SCORE. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SCORE.
670 The Score is your home for Monday Night Football from Westwood One all season long. Join Kevin Harlan and Tony Baselli starting at 6:30 for a matchup between two teams looking to overcome Week 1 losses as Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns take on a New York Jets team missing Sam Darnold. Turn up the sound and get your game on here on 670 The Score.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Mm-mm. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker. So you can get back to the party. Bouncing. The quicker picker-upper.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Eddie P, you know what I'm saying? Birthday, man. And he came out and nailed that. That's how you want to play ball, man.
I promise you that later on I will give you a more extended version of Khalil Mack's post-game press conference, which was dynamite because he couldn't stop cussing. And I was here for it. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. When Matt Nagy goes live up at Hallis Hall, we will bring him to you live. Our buddy Anthony Heron is with us every Monday after a Bears game. And if he were on the phone, I'd tell you that he was joining us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, 500 new and used vehicles. But he is actually here in studio and brought to you by your local Ford dealers like Alpamonte Ford.